This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A conservative group hopes to block a new law that would require workers to pay state taxes on overtime pay. Colorado Democrats anticipated changes at the federal level to put a pause on taxes for overtime pay, so they passed legislation to make Colorado's overtime tax permanent. Democrats, however, were worried about revenues for safety net programs. The conservative group Advance Colorado is now suing. They say the law was a tax increase without voter approval, as required by the state's constitution. Denver has a new ad campaign all over the city asking residents to do something about climate change. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The tagline for the $3 million campaign, now appearing on bus shelters and billboards, is "Do more, do less, do something." A linked list suggests ideas like walking to work. That's infuriated some advocates like Jill Locantore, who pushes for better bike, transit, and pedestrian options for the Denver Streets Partnership.
A lot of people want to be able to walk and bike and take transit more. The reason they don't is because it's not safe or practical. So it's a waste of money to tell people to do something that they aren't able to actually do.
Other environmental advocates say the campaign is an effective way to generate interest in existing city climate programs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders revealed today that he was diagnosed with bladder cancer but is now cancer-free. Sanders' medical team says his bladder was removed after a tumor was discovered during a routine CT scan. This is CPR News.